Okay, welcome back. This is going to be a fun hour. Most of them are, some of them aren't, but this is a special hour because we get to pay tribute to a young man who has made, I think, an incredible difference in the world around us through his, what we call, political art. He is our Rents.com resident political wizard. He is David Dees, and he is on the phone now with us live from Sweden. Hello, David. Good morning.
God morgon.
Yeah, don't pull that stuff at me.
That's all the Swedish I know. So
that's good. How long you been there?
I've been here 4 years. I moved here from Los Angeles. I lived there for 20.
And you know one word in Swedish?
Oh, I know a few things, but you know they teach English in the schools here, so it's been difficult for me to become Swedish, I suppose. But I'm doing better.
And that's all right. Don't try too hard. You're doing fine.
Okay.
Listen, when you joined our staff, so to speak, and began to offer your work, I was immediately taken with the freshness, the vision, the clarity, and the genius of how you use images that tell stories so simply but so profoundly. Now, a lot of our listeners say, well, this guy been at it for a long time. Where was he? Well, that's not exactly the way it came down. Tell us how it happened, David. First of all, what have you been doing in the past in your life in the last 5, 10, 15 years?
Let's see. Well, I've been an illustrator all my life. Worked in advertising all through the 80s. And then moved to Los Angeles and did a lot of entertainment art with doing video covers and displays and stores.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was doing airbrush, actually painting with paint, with airbrush, and then onto the computer,
mm-hmm.
and I started doing children's books and this sort of thing. But I've always worked for other clients, and I've never done anything for myself, and I always kind of took pride in the fact that I was always paid if I was going to do art. I would never do art for anything other than money.
Uh-huh.
And about 6 months ago, I saw an article you had, I think it was World War W, and I said, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the one. And so suddenly I just said, I've got to do a piece of art about that. And that was the first one. And in some ways, I think it might be my best piece, but pieces are getting crazier and crazier.
They're reflective of the world around us, passed through your filter. That was truly a landmark debut. It was a great piece. For those who may not know, you can see all of David D's art at his website. You can see them housed. We have a special page at our site as well. And you can enjoy them. They are, in many ways, timeless, because that's what great art is all about. Even political art. The messages in David's art just cut right through. And if you look under the current homepage splash screen up at the top, you'll see another great piece by David D's. It's if you're not online now, it's a picture of Bush and Cheney right behind him, looking a little apprehensive, because behind them in the Oval Office are the ghosts of 5 New York City firefighters standing there in their full uniforms, looking down at Junior and his evil alter ego, Cheney. It's quite an impressive image, which, again, is timeless. I mean, people look at that and they know precisely what it is. They have an emotional and intellectual reaction to it. And it will be as valid now as it is in 10 years. I think that's the way it's going to work.
Sorry, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, Dee's archive is right below the credit line under the piece, so all of you please click on that and go take a look at the other magnificent contributions that David has done. And I've looked at, I guess you'd call them black and white pencil drawings in newspapers, you know, all my life, Conrad and all the rest of them. And they're good. They're fine. Some of them are brilliant, and they've been honored by some very, very high honors and decorations and awards and so forth. But I don't know anyone who is consistently so absolutely arresting in his imagery than is David. And that's not blowing smoke, David. I know you realize I mean that when I say it. At least I hope you do.
Well, that's a really nice thing to say. I kind of feel the same way. I looked at him and have the same effect on me when I look at him. I'm almost sitting back watching myself do him. So
that's interesting.
Yeah, I mean, when I finish a piece that's really upsetting or profound, you know, it has an emotional effect on me. Just as the ones that are funny, I actually burst out laughing when I look at them. So the idea that so many people get to see them is great.
You were going to say something else before I interrupted you. Do you remember what it was?
You know, I don't know. I can only say that being on the radio, it's a good thing I don't wear a pacemaker, because right now it's a little bit like, Olympic high dives. Have you ever been to the 10-meter, the top?
Well, I haven't, but I've seen it. It's too high for me.
Oh, you should go up and take a look and see what that feels like.
No. No, thank you.
Yeah, and then step off, and force yourself to step off of it. It's a good way to get the blood going. This experience is having a similar effect on me right now. So.
Well, you're doing great. And remember, no one's listening but me, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
The artwork that you put up and put together on your own computer screen, is it something that you see completed in your mind, or do you work it around and massage it as it's taking shape? Some people just click on a story or a theme or an event, and they have an image, and they can probably at least mentally manifest that image, but you do it physically. How does it work for you?
Boy, you know, it just comes from all different angles. I've been getting emails from people with ideas.
Oh, really?
Yes. Everybody has their own ideas, and, you can imagine that some of them are pretty wacky.
Sure.
But actually, the current one, there was a friend of mine, Joe Spinner. I think he's about 80 years old, 85 years old. He writes to me all the time. Very interesting man.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, you know, you should have the ghost of the people being killed in Iraq confronting Bush. And I went, oh, that's really good. So I went with the fireman. But
equally as effective.
Sequel is in order for certainly the soldiers confronting Bush.
Well, they're all dying and have died for the same damn reason, damn conspiracy, same damn program. So no matter who it is, but having them stand there in the Oval Office and look at those two worms is really amazing.
Yeah, they truly are pathetic. But I hope, I can only imagine that some of these images land on their desk.
I can tell you just with virtual certainty they do. We know who visits the website, and when Clinton was in office, he used to visit it late at night. They watch, they know. I think they use Rents.com, among other things, to see how much we out here on the other side know and what our thoughts are and what our disposition is. We're kind of a thermometer for them in a way to test the victims, the sheeple, as it were, to see what the sheeple know. So
right. Well, I'm a student of yours, so all these images are coming from the way that you unearth what we see as the truth, and I think that's amazing. I mean, I've never been political, more of a rock and roll type guy, and to be this political and this immersed in all the world events is fascinating for me, because I never was a student of history, and now I just go back and I read a lot of history, and then exposing the secret society, seeing what's actually happening, holy mackerel, it's just very scary.
And this, this again just started with you 6 or 7 months ago, which is even more interesting.
Yeah. Well, I learned about 9/11 probably about 3 years ago, and I lost a few friends, you know, as you start to tell everybody. I wanted to tell everybody, and then, people just don't want to change their viewpoint once they decide on it, so...
Oh, and that's
I'm sure you have that experience where when you confront somebody with the facts and then they turn away, then you go, you know, I don't know if I want to be friends because I want to talk to somebody that is willing to look, you know. So the images that you put up on this, as they call the splash, you know, it's hard to turn away from them. It's one thing to hear somebody talking or read the written word, but somehow images are very powerful for people.
They are. They're like music. They speak a universal language. It's our magazine cover is what it is up front there, and it's, I think, a priceless venue, and you've just been contributing so mightily to it. I always wait forward, I look forward to the next one. The wait is always... It's a nice wait, and I just very excited to see the next one up.
Well, actually, I have some surprises for you tonight.
Now, I don't. James said there was some, and I don't know what he's talking about. But
yeah.
What are these surprises? Now, if you go to the guest box at rents.com, look up there, and you'll see David Deese right there as our third guest tonight, and you'll see. You click on his name, it'll go right to his homepage. Now I see James put something else under there. It says D's Art.
Do you want to look at that now? Or?
Well, it's up to you. It's your call. We can take a look at your page real quick and familiarize.
Okay, why don't we start at the beginning? We can go to the archive, huh?
Up at the top?
The D's archive, yeah.
Okay.
And then go to the...
Good, we'll do that. Okay, first up, we'll go to the current splash, the magazine cover, if you will, up at the top of rents.com, and look right underneath. You'll see five buttons to click on. The fourth button from the left is D's archive. And go ahead and click on that, and you'll see.
And then go to the bottom, then we can start with...
Okay.
You have them in order that they were appeared, so...
Scroll to the bottom of the page. And we're just about to take a break and let that page load up. I think it's going to take a little bit of time because a lot of people are doing that right now already. So look for D's Archive right under our splash screen art by David. Click on that, let the page load, and we'll kind of take a little stroll up those magnificent images when we come back. And then there'll be some surprises later on. I'm not going to look. I don't like to open my presents early. So I'm looking forward to it. Stand by. We'll be right back with artist David Deese live from Sweden. Welcome back. David Deese, our guest, and we're going to look at the Deese Archive, which is right below the splash screen at the top of rents.com. Hope you've all got that page loaded up. We'll go down to the bottom of it and see the first one that started it all for David and for all of us at rents.com. World War W. There it is. What a set of images. They all work together perfectly. Hope all you... fans of David's can see these and do pass them around and let people know what real intelligent art is. This is not hokey stuff. These are all powerful images. Okay, and that came about again because of an article you saw at the site, just a typical article, and you liked it. And
yeah, it said World War W, and it just had an image in it to it. I was thinking about doing a splash, but I was waiting for the right idea, and when I saw that, I knew that's what it was. So.
Great. Number two, perfect Uncle Sam. Who says,
before we move on, let me say this. This is all the artists want to know how this is done, and it looks very complicated. But if you understand Photoshop, it's a little bit like using your computer. I have a tablet and a pen I work with, mm-hmm. and I only have one monitor, one 17-inch monitor, and basically, it's Photoshop technique I'm using is just. As if you had a magazine and a pair of scissors and you just cut out the images and stuck them on there. And then I painted in, the motion lines of the aircraft coming in and also I painted the explosions. But it looks very complicated, but I would encourage anyone that enjoys doing art to try Photoshop because you can come up with these powerful images, and this was put together in just a matter of hours.
How did you find all the green aircraft? They have the same tint.
Come in green. You gotta
tinted
paint
them. That's what I thought. Yeah.
Yeah.
And the dollar sign on the top of the aircraft carrier. And I think all of you sharp-eyed viewers have seen the UFO hovering off to the right under the letter R in war. And that, many people say, could be one of the big trump cards of the globalist elite as they try to consolidate power over more and more of the planet to play the UFO card. And there it is lurking. Very well done.
Yeah.
Okay, the next one up is Uncle Sam. I want you to get used to it. And Uncle Sam is wearing a North American Union-esque sombrero from south of the border.
The official North American Union hat.
That's what it is. Yeah, mañana. Now, number three, Uncle Sam on a table in the ER, having had a looks like a fatal coronary. They're trying to bring him back with two paddles.
He has a gunshot there to his chest.
Sure does. that'll give you a fatal heart attack every time.
Yeah.
I think that for me, of the first three, that had the most hit you between the eyes. That said it right there. Shot to death, Uncle Sam, the spirit of America, trying to bring him back with the paddles, and it's not good. That's an amazing image.
Thanks. It had a big effect on me when I painted it, too.
The next one is of Junior with a T-shirt on with his...
With his attitude.
His attitude and his rumored surrogate wife behind him. And on the front of the T-shirt it says, 9/11 was an inside job, and his attitude saying, so what? Big deal.
Right.
Big deal.
Yeah. Just go back to your jobs.
Keep shopping.
Everything's okay. No reason to stop.
That's right. And then we got a little more sophistication with the House of Cards image and the Joker, or Jack, however I'd call it Joker, but the Jack Rumsfeld pulled out of the House of Cards. Excellent. Now, how'd that image come to you?
Oh, that was when Rumsfeld left. And I don't think, well, I listen to, when I'm working, you know, when I have paying jobs. Actually, I don't get paid for these, by the way.
I know.
People think I get paid for them, but no, I'm actually possessed by doing these because there's so much fun and interesting to me. But this just came about from the hours of political talk radio I listen to. Your show and Alex Jones are my two that I enjoy. There's a lot of new ones also.
Everybody's got a program now, and they're all cloning each other, and it's good, but it's bad. It tends to water down, in some ways, the alternative news. It doesn't bring in that many more listeners, so it kind of tires out some guests when they're constantly being asked to do the same thing over and over again. Though it cuts both ways. There's some really good programs out there that have been around for a long time.
Notice I put George Bush as the queen instead of the king.
Yeah, I did notice that.
Yeah. So I had some fun with that one.
Yeah, well, he's had some fun with that one, too, I'll bet.
Yeah.
Okay, next up, two wings of the same bird, the red and blue on top of the Capitol Dome. Vote all you want. The flight plan doesn't change.
I wrote that one.
Great one. And the face is indicative of... got clown eye, clownish makeup, but is anything but clown-like.
Yeah, you know, I had a philosophy on that. I was, I thought, you know, there's two ways to rob a bank. You can walk through the front door and really upset everybody, or you can get a job at the bank and put on a smile and a bow tie, and at night you just take all the gold out the back door. And that's really what the politicians are doing.
Sure are. Sure are. Take a look at the next couple three. We've got a lot to go through here. Next one is Democracy in Action with vultures chewing on a
roadkill
of the United States of America. Wow. Love the one in above that in court. I guess they're in court, all wearing stripes, Bush, Rice, the whole gang, all thinking about what prison is going to be like, at least... Well, three of them are. Condi is thinking about zebra-striped shoes, and Junior is thinking about a cupcake. Says it all. This is really great stuff, folks. We'll be right back with David in just a few minutes. Looking at Dee's archive right under the splash screen art at the top of Rents.com. So load that up if you're just joining us or haven't done it yet, and we're taking a look at some of the great pieces that David Dees has created. My webmaster, who is, without question, in my humble opinion, the finest webmaster working on the Internet in any capacity, especially in the capacity of news and information, James Neff, wrote this about David Dees' art. He said, from year to year, we receive a remarkable cornucopia of artwork from the scores of creative thinkers and digital dabblers, many of which come to grace our main page Splash Art Spot and are then retired to our now enormous Splash Gallery. But the art of David Dees simply knocks our socks off. Not only is Dees prolific, edgy, profound, and frighteningly sarcastic, his visual style of photo manipulation, graphic design, and superb illustration in the digital media is truly phenomenal and has a look and feel that is entirely his own. He has mastered the art of the topical, political splash, to say the least. We thought it would be nice to showcase his superb submissions, and as time goes by, you'll be able to watch the growing exhibit and his wonderfully twisted take on our present reality. Enjoy. James Neff wrote that.
Thank you, James.
Yes, indeed. Thank you, James, for so many things. Let's go back down here, and I don't know how many you have under this special link, David, so you're going to have to clue me so we don't waste all of our time looking at these marvelous ones in the gallery here.
I've got about five there.
Okay, all right. We'll save that for the last segment, then we'll work through as many as we can now. And as you scroll up, David, you might pick the ones you want to go to that would jump past a few, if some that are particularly fond in your memory. I look at the first one that dealt with Iraq, showing obviously a driver trying to navigate a highway in Iraq, and the sign above on the roadway says, "No exit, straight ahead." And how
very
true,
scary
how
piece.
True, very scary. Blown up cars and vehicles in front, crashed. A destroyed tank on the left, and so forth. Anyway, it's all there. Terrible smoke in the background, and helicopter flying overhead. Very powerful, very much to the point. It says it all. It's called the genius of understatement. And then the next one shows Rummy, Cheney, and Bush sharing a big belly laugh, and behind them, the first of the World Trade Center towers is coming down in what amounts to dust. The other one is still standing next to it, aflame, and the quote, "Jet fuel, that's a good one." And they're laughing it up. So, again, right to the point.
Let me say this about that, is that I had the whole image, and I had written something else at the top. And I don't do this alone. Actually, what I've done is assemble what I call my art panel, because to get these things to read, I have six fellows that I pass this by before I send it to you to see if they understand what I'm trying to do. And sometimes they go, "I don't get it," you know. And there's a
That's
fellow
very smart
with.
To do that. If you've got people you respect, they're perfect litmus test. Yeah.
The top guy I respect, Tim Dove, he's a great designer, illustrator, art director out of Atlanta, Georgia. I worked with him at a graphics group in Atlanta way back when. But he thought of the jet fuel, that's a good one, and I used it, and it's really, it's this piece is now on the cover of Uncensored magazine this month, so this has become a very popular piece.
Yeah, terrific.
Let me also say one more thing, is that the other guys, can I tell their names?
Of course.
Okay. Douglas Herman, you may know.
Sure, writes for us.
Yeah, he wrote to me, and he had good ideas, so I use him. I mean, he's always has great ideas. Kevin Hammond. Mm-hmm. Casey Cobb and the great Cody Miller and Mark Bogart. These guys, they have suggestions, and they guide me with what their thoughts are. And I use them. Sometimes I don't use them, but they're always there, so I know that I'm on track. So it's a little survey before it hits the public.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
That's the way to do it. Okay, we're going to go ahead and move through these a little quicker. We just
we got to go quick now.
A couple minutes. Just, folks, scroll on up and look at these. They're just and look for detail, okay? Don't miss the small stuff. The small stuff in some of these little corners and so forth is just amazing, truly amazing. And as you scroll up, just keep thinking this is coming from David Dees. Look at the chemtrails. Look at the Frankenstein monster. In the cemetery, all the tombstones,
yeah.
America, another one, The Bill of Rights, Dead and Buried, Truth and Media, another casualty, Blue Sky, Dead and Gone.
Dead.
Yeah. Above the monster is a grid pattern of those incredibly evil, ugly chemtrails.
You know, we have chemtrails here in Sweden.
It's sorry to hear it.
Yeah. I lived here for about 6 months. I never saw a chemtrail, and then suddenly there they were. I walked out of IKEA one sunset, and the five parallel lines in front of the sunset, and I'd never even seen chemtrails before, and that was a very profound experience.
Happens to a lot of people. They just one day look up, and in their area, even though if they've been spraying for some time, they don't notice them. One day they look up and say, "What the hell?" And they get it. They get it. It all of a sudden comes home. We move on up through the next couple three, just each one, a powerhouse. I love the, I guess you'd call it Supersize Me takeoff in a way with America's Fast Food. We spend a lot of time on the program talking about what we put into our bodies and why we die so young and why we die miserable deaths and why Americans are so obese and so fat. The cameras on the pole behind the fat man, of course, tell a story of observation. Look in the sky above him tells you another story. Read the ingredients, so-called, on the actual labels of the products. Aspartame cola, spearmint gum with aspartame, of course, an MSG burger, MSG fish fillet. No exaggeration there at all. GM potatoes, fluoride springs water, and, of course, the bottle of after-lunch Prozac and more. It's all on the money. Keep scrolling up and just look through these things and by all means share them. I especially also like the one of the guy sitting outside with the sunglasses on, looking up at the sky, again being heavily sprayed, little children playing behind him. The weather forecast on the newspaper he's reading says sunny until chemtrails, 68 degrees.
Yes, I'd like to say one thing here. There's a lot of artists or people that want to do art that are interested in this sort of thing. And, of course, I was there years ago. And so you have my email there. Anybody that has any questions or maybe I can help you with, I'd be happy to answer. It may not right away, but I can certainly answer you, help you in any way I can.
Thank you for that, David. It's well appreciated. I want to call your attention to another one of the truly classic creations. The towers just about being hit by the two aircraft. And on the sides of the towers, the Bill of Rights inscribed. How amazingly profound is that? Depleted uranium, another topic. Enjoy, if that's the word. Be moved, be awakened, become aware. And again, pass these around. They're for all of us. Oh, look at the Walmart one again. Great, great stuff. Back in a couple of minutes with the brilliant political artist, David Deese. Okay, back with David Deese, talking about his brilliant art that appears at Rents.com. And I urge all of you to make a full tour of the Deese archive and take a look around. There's some more that just are staggering. All right, my friend, let's go over to the guest box here and see what you've got cooked up for a little special treat for tonight's program. Look under David's name. It says David Deese, Rents.com, political artist, and then Deese Art. All right, I'm going to click on this now and see what comes up. Half the world is clicking on at the same time, so it probably won't load for me. Oh, there it goes. Start at the bottom or the top?
Let's start at the bottom.
All right, well, scroll down at the bottom there. Now, that's wild.
Yeah. Now,
that's
this is
really wild.
Yeah. I have a close friend who is a contactee, and she was made aware the last few years that she has... Well, you know, she's part of the hybrid program, And right. So she was introduced to her children on the ship. And so I said, you know, can you describe to me exactly what you saw in a hybrid? You know, this is a combination of alien genes and DNA and human DNA. And so we went back and forth, and finally she said, this is as close, this is amazing. So this is what they have in store for Earth is this hybrid apparently lives, has a 300 IQ, very telepathic. So
this is our replacement successor.
Yes, this is the next evolution of bodies on Earth. So,
from what we understand, there are an awful lot of them in waiting right now. Maybe hundreds of thousands, maybe millions. We don't know.
That's right.
We just don't know.
Wonder what's going to happen that they would want to. Yeah, we'll see, huh?
Well, I think we've kind of blown it here, and as we go out, not with a bang necessarily, but probably with a whimper, like avian influenza or some other biological weapon or some kind of nanotechnology device, which is very easy to manufacture to destroy all living cells. The planet will be largely expunged of this failed species and replaced perhaps with something very much like that.
This is true. And I know you are a skeptic about the Planet X thing, but I am a follower of ZetaTalk.com, and I would... That is, one of the reasons I moved to Sweden. This is a safe area, so I just want to put that in.
There's a lot of provocative information out there, David, and I don't have the answers to most of it. All I can do is try to present it, and I have presented Nancy's work years ago. I'm well familiar with it, and you know, if it's out there, it's out there, and nothing I can do to make it go away or whatever. And if it shows up, I'll be the first to report on it. At least I'll try.
I know you will. That's true.
So, whatever it is, I mean, I'm not afraid to be errant about anything.
I believe.
Okay, next up.
Next up.
These are all special for tonight's program, too.
Yes, this is the new one you haven't seen.
Oh, that's wonderful. Look at Junior.
Yeah, we have Bush in prison.
In jail. Sitting
he's in jail, and he's... In my mind, he had enough pull, he could actually bring in his throne to sit on while he was in the prison.
Never did fit him in inside or outside jail, did it? He was always too small for it. Looks like a Seagram 7 label in a way. Big W, that's great. Pictures above his bed with his teddy bear on the wall. Don't miss those. Look at the details. And there's the most infamous book in modern contemporary American political history, My Pet Goat, right on the ground next to his throne. Would we be so lucky to see him in that kind of a position? And look what's outside the window in the sky. Still spraying, even though W is locked away.
Yeah, can't stop the chemtrail spraying.
No. No pictures of chemtrails, by the way, from communist China. None from sub-Saharan Africa that I've ever seen.
Right.
Very few, if any, from South America. I don't know of any from Russia. Eastern Europe, yes. So I think you folks get the picture. Yes, those countries I just named have jet aircraft. Lots of them. Okay, next up from that. Well, there's another one.
Have you not seen that? This is Bush's Hellraiser.
Yeah.
And... we know Hellraiser came straight from hell to cause a lot of trouble. And, you know, the Bush family, the three generations of war profiteering are causing more pain and suffering than we can all imagine right now. So
more than we can imagine. There's the Bohemian Grove owl in the background up to the right. You see that? Pentagram to the left.
And the owl in the dark, you know, he's...
Yeah. You know, when we've got another year and whatever with Junior, God only knows what will succeed him. But in American history, I cannot imagine anything coming close to this this cretin. And
yeah, well,
he is of course not his own man. He is answerable to a higher authority, and I don't mean in the cosmic sense. Of course, that's true as well, but. He's a perfect front man. He's the all-time great front man.
people are born into evil families all the time, and they make that decision of what they're going to be. You know, this is coming from his heart.
Oh, he decided as a very young man what he was going to be, I'm sure. Sure.
He dove in with two hands, and he's grabbing all he can.
Killing of the frogs and all the other things, and right on through the governor's mansion in Texas, presiding over life and death situations in terms of capital punishment.
Right.
He has another great one. We'll look forward to posting that one. Oh, my.
The next piece is... it's a piranha gang member. It's some of the normal work I do. This is the first in a series of collector cards I'm doing for a comics company here in England. This piece I was able to show only because this was not bought. I own the rights to this piece.
I see.
Yeah. This is similar to the
now
Big
that's
Daddy
not...
Roth.
Yeah. Okay, that's not... Now, you drew that. That's not Photoshop. That's not cutting and pasting images, is it?
Yes, it is. What I did is I drew it, I scanned it in, and then I pulled photographs of, like, a fish, and for the lips, it was Angelina Jolie's lips, and I just took the texture...
I thought I recognized those lips.
Yeah, and I took the texture and was able to patch it into this. And, you know, I grew up on Mad Magazine and Batman and Green Hornet and the Monkees. You know, I mean, television for me was really wacky and colorful. So I was talking to James about this, and I bring this, I think, to the illustrations I do.
That's another amazing image. It just, they reach out and just grab you and say, look at me. And they look right back.
They are aggressive.
Yeah, that's the word. Okay, and at the top, yeah, good, excellent.
The next piece?
What's that?
Just saying, the next piece is a news reporter. It looks
E.T., E.T.
Yeah, it's E.T. contact, and he can't tell us what he's what's really happening. He has a duct tape over his mouth.
And behind him is a picture of the... shuttle, taken from probably the space station, and right next to the shuttle is a very large flying disc in Earth orbit. And they're up there. They're all over the place. Good one. All right? Yeah. And the next one after that, we go up to the firefighters, which, of course, we have up at Rents.com now, mm-hmm. which is an instant classic. And the top one. Now, this is a very powerful image as well. Go ahead and tell us about this one, David.
Well, this is the symbol that's on the dollar bill, the all-seeing eye, the Illuminati eye. And what I've done is I've taken the pyramid and just made it, stacked it up with the skulls as they continue the genocide. You know, what can you say? I mean, they hit us from every angle. In the background, very aggressive chemtrails. As you know, we now see the nanotechnology being introduced through the chemtrails and all the different viruses and things. Basically, what I read was to weaken the immune system to set us up for a wipeout of some, you know, I mean, if once the immune systems are very low and you introduce a virus, you know, your body can't fight it off. So,
well, we have Morgellons. We have Morgellons also, which is clearly a nanotech device of some kind, which is now running, we believe, at sub-epidemic levels and headed toward epidemic levels. So there could be many things. It may not be something as arcane as a bacteria or a virus. It might be something very advanced. In their own books,
they're already talking about wanting the population lower, you know. And
Global 2000. They want to reduce it by three-fourths.
Yeah. And they encourage other countries to do this also. So,
The chemtrail at the upper left with the clear cut in it. Now, I think I and probably a number of you listening out there have seen the same thing, where the spray is interrupted for some reason. It just stops. There's an empty spot in that trail, a gap. And I've seen that many times.
Mm-hmm.
There's a little glitch in the delivery system. What's really embarrassing, David, is to look up and see heavy spraying going on and then see a plane up there that's not leaving any kind of a trail. It's just doing its normal thing, but it's not spraying.
I have photographs of a normal contrail next to a long, you know, fat chemtrail, and you show that to a skeptic, and they just goes, they you explain to me what's going on there. How can somebody look at these skies and say it's normal? It's just beyond belief.
People forget. They don't look up. They don't remember what it was like before 1996 when we had blue skies. I've gotten up in the morning and seen up to 25 parallel lines. They look like Venetian blinds sprayed at obviously just before dawn. And then by the time people wake up, they've all been raked together in one high, thin-looking cloudish cover, and most people don't get it. It's amazing. It's another magnificent statement, David. Thanks so much for being here tonight, for getting up early. But beyond that, thank you for contributing to literally an awareness level that that we were never able to get to before with Rents.com. You've made an incredible contribution to millions and millions of lives around the world. So thank you, sir.
Well, thank you, and let's see how wild it gets in the future. I think it's only the beginning. So.
I couldn't agree more. Go get some rest. Thanks, David.
Thank you.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
David Deves, amazing artist. All right, that's our program tonight. We're going to pause for 21 hours. We'll be with you at Rents.com and right back with you live on the radio tomorrow night. See you then.